proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Lindsay, did you just tell Riggins that your workout class that you go to will suspend you if you don't go to a certain number of classes?
So if you sign up for a class and you miss it, they'll send you an email. Second, it's like a warning. Second time, they'll send you an email and be like, next time, we're going to freeze your account for however long. I'm actually not sure how long because I've never had it happen. But it's because you're signing up and not...
You're taking a spot.
And it's lifetime, so it's like a big, you know, gym that, you know, I don't know. They're hoity-toity. I don't love it, but... And
sending home a note to your mom. So you realize she wasn't in class today.
It makes you feel like complete shit. You know, you're just like, okay, I got this email and now I already feel bad I didn't go, but I haven't gotten to that point yet.
How many have you ever signed up for that you didn't go to? I'm sorry. How many of them have you ever signed up for that you didn't go to, Lindsay? So I don't end the sentence in a preposition.
Oh, sure. Okay, yeah. So it's December. I think since January, I've missed maybe 5 total.
Yeah.
Within the whole year that I've signed up and just didn't make it for whatever reason.
But that doesn't make sense now that you're taking up a spot that they could have been, you know, letting somebody else in there.
You can cancel up to 2 hours before, but you know me, I have a bad memory, so I forget and I'm like, you know, but. Mm-hmm. It's no big deal.
So you said you had it 5 times. Is it reset the time in which you would get
every month
the next thing?
Okay. Yeah, every month. So you can miss up to 2 in a month, and then. Okay. Mm. But it is. I mean, it's hard. Like with traffic, with kids, you don't know if your kids are going to be sick, and it's just. Yeah. You know, it's a lot. But
no excuses.
Yeah. No.
Get in that gym.
Get in there.
My day starts at midnight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you the Rock?
And if they do suspend you, they still take your money. Of course. Yeah. Sure. They just don't allow you to do classes. Yeah. So it's like they're still getting their money.
Right. So that's like in people who are no shows for hair appointments.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Sure.
Yeah. That's bad business.
Yeah.
It was bad when I missed a dog grooming appointment too. They were brutal.
Oh yeah, because it's so coveted. Like people are trying to get.
I've been laid into a couple times. Yeah. Like, oh my god, this is the strongest worded text message I've ever gotten.
You know, everyone's doing that now. Even my nail lady, like everyone's doing it. And I get their time is work, but things happen. I mean.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lynn, do you know the story about Riggins tipping the hairdresser so much that he couldn't go back?
No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was bad.
I mean, this is so... I hate to use people's names as an adjective, but it's so Riggins.
Yeah.
Wait, your hairdresser or the dog groomer?
My hairstylist. I went to this new place that was like, it's all for men, and it's like they give you whiskey, and there's... they do the shaving, and then there's like a cigar room. Like, it's very much for guys. And the woman that was cutting my hair, one of the only women in there, I fell in love with her in like the span of 30 minutes. Fell in love with her. I'm like, I'm going to marry her.
Yeah.
This is my bride. And I have a bad habit of what they call love bombing.
Uh-huh.
You know, going too hard too quickly.
Sure.
And this was a pure example. As I was leaving, I was like, I'm going to leave her a fat check. And I tipped her, about 100%.
100%. Oh, my God.
And it's not a cheap haircut. You know, it was an expensive haircut. But
sure.
You know, she was like rubbing my shoulders and doing all the things that I
thought.
Your love language.
That I took. Yeah. I assumed she just really likes me. I guess she's going to rub my shoulders. But it's part of the package, you know. So I bought, you know, the upscale package. And then, I tipped her 100%. Put my social media, my phone number on a little card. And I was like, do you mind if just take that back to her? She would do it. And no call, no follow.
Oh, no. Nothing.
But he couldn't go back because he said that if I don't tip that much every time now, she's going to be.
Well, I was also humiliated that she never called me and never even reached out via social media. So I was like, well, I can't go back with my tail between my legs. Like, I'm sorry. You know,
Look
like a real jerk off.
Is this the place where they massage your hands?
They do it all.
Okay.
They were showing me to the massage room. Uh-huh. She's like, we do the full body massages. And I was like, well, I'm not looking for that.
I know a girl that used to work there.
Really?
Could be the same girl. I'm not sure. Very attractive.
She was cute. Yeah.
he wasn't tipping 100% for a not cute girl.
Yeah, sure. Cute. Yeah, they're very trained to do pretty much all the.
Yeah, and to be honest, she probably got tipped 100% four other times that day. I mean, I got a feeling that's part of the gig. Uh-huh. But I just was such a mark. She probably saw me come. And she was like, "This will be easy."
Maybe she liked you too, and she just wasn't sure how to.
And she has a rule about dating clients.
Yeah, well, you'd think she would have gotten over that 3 years later. But I don't think so. Maybe she's still working through it, you know.
You never know.
She's like, I'll call that guy in a couple years.
Yeah. It's a shame, too, when you have a good haircut. I don't know
It was the best haircut I've ever had.
Yeah.
And, you know, I felt like $1 million, so that's why I was feeling kind of cocky. I'm going to write my name down.
Yeah.
Didn't work out.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But, I mean, how many guys leave that information with her, especially if she's one of the only women in there?
Yeah.
You know, I had a friend back home who was a masculine man, and he went to cosmetology school and became a hairdresser, and he was the best around.
Mm-hmm.
All the women loved him. He loved all the women because he said he'd go to these hair shows and he'd be the only straight guy around. And the straight guys that were there weren't good looking. And he was.
Mm-hmm.
And he chose, he had two options that he had narrowed it down to as a career. He was either going to be a hairdresser or a game warden. So on his days off on Mondays, he's out hunting and fishing and trapping and doing all that kind of stuff.
Look at that.
And then the rest of the time he's in there just, you know, Mr. L.A. stylist kind of guy in Louisiana.
That's funny. Mm-hmm.
Love that.
So she's probably, you know, the most sought after hair stylist in the place.
Maybe. Yeah, sure. But I just, fell hook, line, and sinker.
Do you remember her name?
I'd have to go find it because I unfollowed that bitch after 2 years.
After 2 years. You know waiting 2 years on you, and now you've lost your opportunity.
Yep. I'm sensing that she's never going to reach out, so I'll unfollow her. Yeah, she didn't follow me back.
Well, that's...
Yeah. Isn't that rude?
Yeah.
I'm like, do you? Yeah.
Yeah, well...
And she knew you were a damn famous celebrity, didn't she?
I don't know. That was kind of the point of like writing down my social media on the card. I'm like, maybe she'll look me up and like, oh my God, I didn't realize.
Well, she's not.
I just cut the hair of a celebrity, but I didn't mean shit to her. So she can go to hell.
Yeah. She's not that cute. Yeah. I mean,
you don't think?
No, I'm just saying.
You're assuming you're talking about the same person. Yeah. It may not even be.
Yeah, it's probably not. Yeah. But no, you're like not that cute.
She's not that cute.
You're not that cute.
Thank you, Lindsay. She's got my back.
Yep.
She would have been lucky to have you.
Yep. Yeah,
exactly.
See ya, bitch.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.